I'm not sure if there's anything really revolutionary in this book. Unique, maybe, but let's get real. This whole thing is a messy, vulnerable exploration of manhood, written by someone who sits at an intersection of power and privilege and who historically probably wouldn't willingly choose to get this vulnerable, as there would seemingly be no benefit. Why try to tear down the walls in a system that has benefited me my entire life? I think partly because I know it's right, partly because I feel a deep responsibility to, partly because I am now a father, and I believe our children are our main source of hope, and they deserve a better future. Partly because I feel I'm stuck in the matrix and really, really, really want to get out. This book is about my own struggles with being enough, particularly about a definition of masculinity, about being a man that rests on being X enough. Now, X can mean anything. For many men, for me, it's meant being enough of all those traditionally alpha male traits: strong, sexy, brave, powerful, smart, successful, and also good enough to be as a father and a husband. I'm not saying these things are negative or that we shouldn't aspire to be these things. That is not what this book is about. Being a good enough father or a good enough husband can be pretty darn wonderful, but good is subjective. And we've got to stop trying to prove how good we are and just be it, live it, revel in it, and celebrate it without putting others down in the process. From the opening of Man Enough, Undefining My Masculinity by Justin Baldoni. We'll come for the cover photo and stay for the book. The cover of today's book features a smiling Raphael from the TV hit series Jane the Virgin. But the text, as we just heard, is by real-life husband, father, and now film director and actor Justin Baldoni. And Baldoni has some words of wisdom and insight to share with other men, as his intended audience, but with women too. Are men, he asks, inevitably destined to live as the stereotype we all learn about when we are kids and carry through with us through our teenage years and into adulthood? Are guys innately self-centered, stubborn, interested in only their own success? Justin Baldoni is here to tell us no, a resounding no. He contends guys can change. Guys may be raised into a centuries-old malehood, a worldview, but we can get in touch with and embrace our multifaceted sides, too. He begins his book about guys, as you just heard, by sharing a bit about his early years, sharing experiences that will sound familiar to many of us with its litany of guy behavior focused on suppressing our emotions, showing bravado and one-upmanship, and not taking into account the feelings and likely desires of other people around us. His emotional life had cratered. The world revolved around him. Yet as he grew older, he discovered and acknowledged he was not happy. He was not proud of being who society had told him he ought to be, at least when he took a moment to examine what feelings he still kept in touch with. At those moments, he felt the whole of emotional emptiness, and he didn't like what he found there. More to the point, Baldoni felt he was never enough, never fully a man, though he followed all the hallowed guidelines to get manhood, as he tells us, the swagger, the bravado, the selfishness, the I-can-fix-anything attitude, be it around the house, in business relationships, or in dating, in marriage. Well, what changed? Why this book? Why does he talk to us in these pages? Because he's learning to listen to his heart as much or even more than his head, learning to be vulnerable to life. Because when we're open to being vulnerable, he tells us, we're open to letting our heart talk with us about our lives. We are all too often convinced that manhood involves othering ourselves instead of looking within for strength, courage, perseverance. His stories start with memories of young adulthood, and we're talking about age 12 and up here, when Baldoni was initiated into manhood by his peers, who learned what they knew about being a man from centuries, perhaps millennia, of male-on-male teasing and broing, encouraging one to see oneself through the eyes of others, not listening to oneself. Well, part of the masculine charm of this book is how straightforward Justin Baldoni is with his language and his reminiscences. He doesn't hold back with his embarrassments, his triumphs, or his language. He's honest about his bravado that was making his inner qualms. He talks about how guys that he grew up with are probably calling BS on what he's writing in this book. Yet, from his acting in Jane the Virgin, his directorial efforts, he does seem to be walking the walk he talks with us about. Yes, lots of references to male armor, to sports, and not a little mention of trash talk. References here in abundance. And I think both because it's how Baldoni sees and thinks about the world as he has developed those views over life, and because he knows that using those words, using those ideas and emotions will bring his male readers along with him deep into the pages of this book. Sure, there is lots of talk of sensitivity, of vulnerability, of friendship, all ways of living Baldoni wants us guys to embrace. But he realizes that men want to relate with concepts so many men are accustomed to living with, and so including and even highlighting that male iconography so many of us use every day is an important part of this book. He tells us at one point, kind of talking about this kind of language, this kind of way of thinking, by asking, what's in a word? And he writes, to be clear, when I talk about masculinity and offer bravery as a defining trait, I'm not talking about how we celebrate the nurses and doctors who risk their lives on the front lines, or the firefighters who run into burning buildings, nor how we revere our military service people as heroes, or applaud anyone in any line of work who rushes toward danger with little regard for their own life. The concept of bravery and the applauding of this kind of bravery is not wrong or toxic in any way. The folks who live these professions and put their lives on the line for freedom and safety are, without a doubt, real-life heroes. I'm not saying that we should stop applauding these men, women, and non-binary people for their acts of heroism. I'm not saying that we should be considered any less courageous or brave. However, what I would love to see is a broadening of the definition of standards that men can uphold and traits we can exhibit that exist outside of physical feats or acts of heroism. I'd love to create room for all the ways in which bravery manifests itself in each of us, in the ways we take risks, not just with our bodies, but also with our hearts. Finally, I think it's important to note that Man Enough is not preachy. Baldoni tells us early on that's his goal, and he follows through. He wants to share his experience as an adult in the hopes of convincing his readers to examine their own lives, not cram them down our throats with relentless bombardment. And that makes this book a book worth reading. Let's conclude, not with his concluding pages, but with some thoughts that we find in the middle of the book that I think describe the book very well and help move us forward in the story that Justin is trying to share with us. He writes, as I've started trying to appreciate my innate sensitivity, being honest about my insecurities, getting to know myself as a human and taking account of and responsibility for my thoughts and actions, I found that I feel more authentically confident in who I am. I'm no longer in a way where my pride is inflating a false sense of self in an attempt to deflate the shame I feel, but rather, it's knowing that the system that creates the shame in the first place is flawed. Not my manhood, not my humanity. It's from that place that I feel a sense of responsibility and a sense of challenge to change the system, to reframe and rework the messages that we feel confined and defined by. He continues, I want men to know that we don't have to be loud, overpowering, assertive, interrupting, and performative to be seen as confident, self-assured men. I want men to continue to learn, to know that we can be empowering, assertive, sensitive, confident, and insecure. Men who listen and then speak. Men who are aware of and honor the feelings of others as well as our own feelings, men who were self-assured and conscious of community. I want men to know that underneath the armor of masculinity, we are human, and that humans are all of the above. From Man Enough, Undefining My Masculinity by Justin Baldoni. You'll probably know him from Jane the Virgin, but you may know him from some other places as too. It's a really excellent read, a good book for guys, for gals, for anyone who's interested in what masculinity can mean today. It's available, by the way, at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library. Thank you for listening.